WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Now I am joined in our studios by Ani DeFranco. Ani, it's a great pleasure to meet you.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Ani is playing tonight in Charlottesville at the Paramount Theater, and you've played several times before in Charlottesville, I think. I don't remember the last time you were here.
I don't either.
I know,
I have been here.
I know the last time I saw you here, I saw you at the high school, actually. That used to be sort of the crown jewel in Charlottesville venues, and we've kind of come up in the world a little bit. I think you'll find the Paramount a little more luxurious than the Charlottesville High School. But it's good to have you back in town.
Yeah.
And you are touring in support of your latest album, Red Letter Year, and it sounds like it has been kind of a red letter year for you. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life, because I know a lot of people have made mention of the happy sort of mood and tone that pervades this album. It sounds like a lot of good things are happening for you right now.
Yeah, for sure. I got a new family, a lot of love in my life, a new place to live. I'm living down in New Orleans, and I have a 2-year-old daughter and a lovely baby daddy that I live with. And I got a new band that I'm working with now that's on that record. A new president. It's all good. I really feel like, in my personal life and in, my society's life, we're on to a new era.
Yeah, change is a good thing.
Yeah,
and,
amen.
I think a lot of us were looking forward to some of those changes.
You know it.
Now, did I read that you recently got married, right?
Yeah, I did.
Congratulations in order.
Yeah, thanks.
That's very good. And now you and your husband collaborate on your songwriting now. Is that true?
Not songwriting.
Okay, not the writing?
Yeah, but he co-produced Red Letter Year.
Okay.
And that was pretty new for me to have a real co-producer, a creative partner from the beginning of the project. I've always kind of been at the helm of my records, for better or worse, and, sort of trying to come up with all the ideas. And it was great this time to have other dynamic people, especially Mike, coming up with ideas. Let's get the Rebirth Brass Band on this tune, or let's do this or that, or how about strings, or,
And he's always there and at home to bounce ideas off of.
Yeah. I mean, it's, obviously we gotta, we're really tight and we have a good communication. So it was fun making this record.
It sounds like you get a lot of inspiration from your daughter, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. I mean, I get inspiration from everything that touches me, and any parent knows the kid does plenty of affecting in your life.
Well, we'd love to hear a song from the new record, if you could share.
Okay, sure. Maybe I'll play you a little rant, as my friend Utah Phillips would call it.
Here's Ani DeFranco on WNRN.
Immersed in this ultra-violent curse, I won't let you make a tool of me. I will keep my mind and body free. Bye-bye minutia of the day-to-day drama. I'm expanding exponentially. I am consciousness without identity. I am many things made of everything, but I will not be your bankroll. I won't idle in your drive-thru. I won't watch your electric sideshow. I got way better places to go. And I will maintain the truth I knew naturally as a child. I won't forfeit my creativity to a world that's all laid out for me. I'll look at everything around me, and I will vow to bear in mind that all of this was just someone's idea. It could just as well be mine. I won't rent you my time. I won't sell you my brain. I won't pray to a male god, 'cause that would be insane. And I can't support support the troops, cause every last one of them is being duped, yeah. And I will not rest a wink until the women have regrouped. I am many things made of everything, but I will not be your bankroll. I won't idle in your drive-thru. I won't watch your electric sideshow. I got way better places to go.
WNRN, Ani DeFranco giving us an excellent rant on this Wednesday afternoon in advance of her show at the Paramount Theater here in Charlottesville, and also touring in support of Red Letter Year. And I think anyone who has a passing knowledge of you, Ani, knows how political you are, and, right. and you believe in being very, you know, personally invested in the political process. So were you participating a lot in kind of functions around the election and the campaign season? I think I saw that you were in Denver maybe for the...
Yeah, for the Democratic Convention. That was a gas.
Mm,
a lot of good energy there. And yeah, you know, at all of my shows, pretty much there's tabling out in the lobby, you know, organizations in whatever a town we're in. And so leading up to the election, we did a lot of voter registration and... Also, when Obama was nominated, then, you know, we had Obama campaign people out a lot. Yeah.
And it feels good now to have participated in that, I'm sure, and then see it come to fruition.
I mean, it feels good to wake up every day, you know, with a sense of sanity pervading and hope.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Now, what I'm also curious to know what led you to New Orleans. Did you already have roots there, or is your husband from there?
He's from there,
okay.
Yeah. He's born and bred, and I had been skulking around, renting an apartment and just kind of going there in my time off to absorb music, you know, and hang out. And then, you know, I met him and whatever, the guest that wouldn't leave.
Well, it's a pretty good place to not have to leave. But I am curious because I know that, you know, it has kind of gone off the radar to an extent. Mm-hmm. And I know that problems are not solved down there by any means. It seems really that musicians are about the only ones who keep trying to pull attention back to New Orleans. So do you find yourself sort of in that position where you're out there talking about New Orleans and what's going on there?
Yeah, definitely. I'm still talking about it. There's a lot of people, you know, still really struggling down there. And, you know, a lot of people who never went home, you know, who never had a home to go home to. And those who did have something left and then went and reinvested in fixing up their house and you know, trying to salvage their lives, do so in the same peril. You know, the levees are just patched up, but they're the same inadequate levees, you know. So there's some real structural problems that need to be addressed by the government. And, you know, I just hope that with this more conscious government, we'll get there.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully musicians will keep, you know, calling attention to
that.
Obviously, because it has such a rich musical history, that is kind of logical. But sometimes they're the only people who are trying to get popular culture to pay attention to an issue like that. Could we hear another song from the album?
Sure. I was going to play you a new song, actually.
Excellent.
A brand new,
like not on the album, brand new?
Not on the album, newer than the album.
Very
you
good.
You know, a little something.
That's fitting, given how famously prolific you are.
I've been writing some new stuff these days. Including this song is called Promiscuity. We just did a tour of Australia and the last date was in Singapore. And they asked me not to play this song in Singapore.
Wow.
Promiscuity, not a cool idea, apparently, according to the government of Singapore. Promiscuity is nothing more than traveling. There's more than one way to see the world. And some of us like to stick close to home, and some of us are Columbus, what can I say? nature always gets her way. Nature always gets her way. And seeing the world through another's eyes is like busting a window in a house of lies. And in the end, you make up your own mind. And there's wide open spaces and little cordoned off places. Check them out, check them all out. Take your time. How far is too far? How much is enough? You gotta test this stuff. I mean, how you gonna know what you need, what you like, till you've been around the block a few times on that bike? I mean, how you gonna know who you are, what you feel, till you felt a few things that just don't feel real. And promiscuity is research and development. Evolution begs embellishment, and baby, you're a star. And you got to invisibilize society when society gets cruel. Just make like you are nature's tool, which you are. Nature always gets her way. Nature always gets her way. And monogamy is that carnival trophy you earn when you throw that ball into that urn. It's somewhat dumb luck, somewhat learned, and you just know when it's your turn. And honesty is the hardest part, yeah, honesty is the highest art. And honestly, I myself just started, and Eureka, I'm less brokenhearted. I mean, how you gonna know what you need, what you like, till you've been around the block a few times on that bike? I mean, how you gonna know who you are, what you feel, till you felt a few things that just don't feel real?
Ani DeFranco on WNRN. That wasn't that scandalous.
I know it. Well, it's a good thing we don't live in Singapore.
I think it's a good message,
I'd
though.
I'd be caned about once a week there, I think.
Well, it's actually kind of validating to acknowledge that, you know, that you speak your mind and you know, it's not accepted everywhere, and we do have some things to be grateful for, which is wonderful. One more thing I want to ask you before we let you go. I know you're busy, and again, Ani DeFranco is playing the Paramount Theater tonight in Charlottesville and also touring in support of her new album, Red Letter Year. I'm curious, do you still divide time with Buffalo? Do you still go back up to Buffalo?
Not as much as I should, but yeah, my home office is still there.
Righteous is still
Babe
there.
Records and Babeville venue that mm-hmm. we opened is operating there, so... you know, I should be there more, but
It's
New
probably
Orleans.
Not very tempting in March.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm thinking when the crocuses come out,
that'd be a good time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in, Ani. We appreciate it. It's always good to see you in Charlottesville.
Sweet. Thanks for having me.
Travel safely
All
and
right.
have a good show tonight.
All right.